Blog Talk Radio.
I'm not going to go through the rigmarole of what I usually would do. Jordan, what's going on?
What's up, sir? Can't call it. As I said, it's just a test. No need to give out a shout out or whatever, but see if we can test this thing out. And I guess I would say talk about sports a little bit, but if we were going to have it, it's sports.
I don't know. Baseball pretty much said no. And with everything going on in Orlando, that's a big question mark now at this point. I'd be hesitant at this rate as far as putting anybody in any further jeopardy now. So I don't know. With college football, you had half a football team get COVID-19. And you're still getting NFL players getting it, so I don't know. It's iffy at best right now.
Yeah, definitely. But baseball, I did see something where baseball is kind of trying to force the players to go with the original agreement, and it's saying that they want them to report by July 12th or something like that. I don't know. I saw that flashing. I was out and about. But I don't think that's going to go over well, so I don't know what baseball is getting ready to try. I don't know if they're getting ready to try to do another replacement player type deal. I don't know what they're getting ready to try to
do. Well, nobody likes threats, and, you know, whether or not they're ready to give up. They've already you know, lost most of their salary for the year, or at least part of it. It'll be July soon. That's, you know, when do they usually start? May, June, July. I mean, I don't know. I think they really kind of messed up things from the very beginning, and now they're paying the price, and this is really going to hurt them because this is going to put enough of a bad. We remember what happened the last full, you know, lockout or whatever. What was that, 94? And it took steroids to get everybody to come back. I don't think there's no stories coming to bring anybody back this time around. So, you know, it's going to be a while before you see full stands in most cities, even for, you know, our home team Braves. I think a lot of people now are kind of, you know, not apprehensive, but kind of nonchalant about it at this point, even as much as they want to see the Braves do well. You know, and we can say it's not particular players on the Braves or anything, but still, they're part of the baseball, you know. So, I don't know. This is an ultimatum, basically, saying you're going to play or not. And I think a lot of players would be like, well, not then, you know.
Yeah, I think the whole Players Association is going to probably be like they're not. At least, not under those terms, at least, that they're trying to force them to play up under. I think a lot of fans would love to see baseball on TV. I don't know that a lot of people are just willing to go, you know, rush into the stand. I think you'd have a certain group of people that would go, no problem. I think to be safe, you shouldn't allow full stands stadiums anyway. It should be some type of seating restrictions where you can see the family together, but then it has to be, you know what I mean, like rows in between, and you know what I mean, like.
I don't think there's no way to regulate that. I mean, you literally would have to eliminate. I mean, think about it. There are still people who hadn't gotten their money back from the first part of this season anyway. Now they're basically saying, well, only a certain number of the season ticket holders, if they have season tickets, get to actually watch games. I don't think there's no way you could regulate that. Because,
well,
I mean, just like
honestly, if someone had full season tickets, I mean, they're going to get to go to games. I'm thinking more, you know what I mean, like, because I don't know if the Braves have that many season ticket holders to the point to where they can fill up, you know, a half empty stadium. Even they can fill up half the stadium, you know what I mean, or a quarter, or, you know, a third of the stadium by themselves. I'm saying that obviously season ticket holders will get to go to every game. Now, it may or may not be in the seat that they originally paid for if you do some type of special seating to where you can still have space. You know, you're not piled on top of each other as you would be on a packed house. You know what I mean? But, I mean, outside of that, I don't know. I thought what we probably would see the rest of this season for most sports would be, you know, no fans in the stands, at least with the NBA in Orlando. And even with baseball, I thought maybe that's what we may be trying to see, you know, a thing with no fans. Even though I do think it's less of a risk with the outdoor venues, but it's still, I don't know, man. It's tough. It's still, I mean, for the players, I don't think most of them are healthy, and if they don't have any other kind of major health risk, I don't think most of them have to worry about dying from COVID. I mean, I have yet to hear any athlete get really, really sick from COVID. And, I mean, we've had quite a few that have caught it. I mean, yeah, some of them said that they did feel sick. All of them, not all were asymptomatic, but it seems like most of those people were either asymptomatic or had mild symptoms, because I just think people that are healthy like that usually just don't get it. But those, you know, obviously – if you're out and about, whether you're a ball player or not, you have to be careful about the older people in your life and not passing it on, you know, making sure you're very, you know, you sanitize before you go see, you know, your mom or your grandparents, you know what I mean, thing of that nature. It's a tough thing, but I think they would be all right in terms of catching it. But I can see those who, like, especially have family members that are vulnerable being very skeptical, you know what I mean?
Well, so that's the whole deal with the NBA and other leagues, because, you know, they're talking about going in this bubble, but you got employees supposedly have runabout to where they can come in and out, but the players can't. You have to have that whole thing on lockdown, otherwise you risk people getting contaminated because they're meandering around with other folks, you know. And, you know, as far as the family thing, you're talking about, you got the players who don't want to just be disattached from their families over a period of time, but you kind of have to do that just in case, you know, one of the other players get it and then you get it, you know, and you might be asymptomatic and everything, but you go to the house and there's grandma with her sweet potato pie, you know, and then that's that. So there, again, I just don't think, I mean, even with them testing every day, which technically that's what they would have to do. It's not like almost every other day. They got to do it every day. They have everything on lockdown, the arena lockdown, the staffs, everybody lockdown, the hotels, you know, once they're in the hotel, nobody else can come in. I mean, there's so much stuff. I mean, they got the money to do it. I mean, if any league could do it, it would be the NBA for sure, structure wise and all that, you know, but
right.
Larger league like the NFL, I don't see how they could pull it off at all, just because how much more of a contact sport they have been the NBA, you know, because even with all the lockdowns and stuff, you're still talking about people and they're sweating and basketball and, you know, there's a lot of stuff that goes on there. It's like, it's communicable. So I don't know. And right now, because rates are going back up in a lot of places like Florida in masses.
Yeah.
In Orlando, you know, how are they even, you know, you got a lot of players already that said, I ain't doing it. And I think that's just the first wave. I think it's going to be more. And whether or not LeBron gets to the point where he might say, well, I don't know about this all of a sudden. I know he wants to win another ring, but is he willing to risk the kid? You know, is he willing to risk his wife? You know, are you really willing to put them in jeopardy? And I don't think they are.
Yeah, I don't know. Everything I've heard so far says LeBron wants to play some of the other guys that aren't.
I think that was before Lonzo popped up, though, man. For real? That was before. Yeah, that was a week or two before.
It may be. I mean, but like you said, it's almost to the point where it's like you almost got to be quarantined. You got to be playing a season while you quarantine almost. You know what I mean? Because if people are just, you know, traveling wherever and going out to Orlando and then shooting down to Miami. You know, when they don't have a game for a couple of days, that could be a dangerous situation. Like I said, the main thing, like you said, is I think most players would be all right. But I mean, what if your wife suffers from like sickle cell or something, which you know compromises her immune system, or, you know, something like that? That's where you got to really, really be careful right there. I don't know, man. It's not looking good. I don't know. At one point, I thought they had just about there with a deal for basketball. Baseball is definitely looking dicey. Football, I don't know. I think they just try to see what everybody else is going to do first. But they seem to say that they're going to play. I think, if I'm not mistaken, MLS is actually going to be the first one to come back in July. If I'm not mistaken, around the middle of July. So. Yeah, I'm going to see what they put in place as well. Soccer, what I'm hearing.
Oh, soccer, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, even if they do without fans, I mean, it's still, you got staff, you got security, you just got all kind of random people. It has to be the lockdown of lockdowns. It has to be like the Pentagon being attacked or the White House and the bunker, you know, kind of deal. To where nobody's in or out during that time frame. It can't be that random person jumping the fence type of a deal, you know? Because otherwise, that's the bomb right there. That's the person who has it, you know? They don't know they have it, but they just have to go see some sports, even though they're not allowed. But, you know, they think they're supposed to, you know? So it's just those little things, you know? And, you know, what about the water bottles or Gatorade bottles? You know, how are they going to regulate that? And the basketball. You know, are the players going to play with gloves? You know, is this going to be weird? Same thing with football. I mean, again, that is the ultimate contact sport. It ain't going to be no tag football. There ain't no flag football. So how are they going to work like that? I saw those funky helmets that somebody put together to be like, well, let's use this as a respirator or whatever helmet. You know, that could almost work, I guess, if it got down to it. But are they really?
Yeah,
really
it will make them less vulnerable.
Yeah. So,
as far as other sports are concerned,
someone said they just need to play tennis and golf, and we have to be happy with that. So, I saw that, man. I'm telling you, somebody on some radio show called in and said, you know what? All we need to do is watch some tennis and golf, and we'll have to be okay till next year. Because the other thing is, it's going to be a lot. Go ahead.
I mean, I was thinking, though, in terms of baseball, especially when I was hearing talks of a 60-game season. And at that point, I mean, you're talking about a season that's almost one-third the size of what you normally play. And part of the whole thing about winning a baseball season is winning that war of attrition, that 162-game battle. I mean, you know, if that was cut down some, that's fine. If it was 140 games, 120 games. But 60 games out of 162, it's almost at this point, it's just like, why even bother? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In my opinion, just for the purity of the sport, I mean, a 60-game baseball champion, to me, that deserves a huge asterisk. Now, maybe I was talking a little different at the Braves. I actually was one doing what I didn't want it. But,
no, man, by any means necessary now. Come on.
Oh, I mean, if we get it, I'll take it now. And I claimed it, but it just, I don't know, man. It just seems to be so, baseball more than any of the rest of them, such a shortened season to me would not be representative to what baseball is all about. You know what I mean? With the NBA, I was kind of excited about it a little bit. I mean, I hate the Hawks were going to get a chance to play, of course. But the one thing I liked about the NBA with all of them being in one city like that was you were going to get 16 teams, no East or West, you know what I mean? Like, just seed it and see who comes out on top to where you get two Eastern teams in the final, two Western teams in the final. To me, that was something different at least, you know what I mean, refreshing. And you still get the true essence of basketball. But with 60 games out of 162, to me, that's just not what baseball is about as far as winning, unless the Braves win.
Yeah, I mean, that's a point. The regular season is supposed to test you, you know, through the rigors of a whole season. Are your players in good enough to, you know, to play all of that and to produce? And the ones at the end are the ones that prove that they were able to do that. If all of a sudden everybody was just 60 games, that means, I mean, anybody could win it. Like, the Baltimore Orioles could win it all of a sudden. You know, that wouldn't be cool.
Right.
You know, all of a sudden, the teams that haven't won 50 games in a while, all of a sudden, are in play. And that would, whether or not they do an asterisk or not, I don't know. But people will look at it a certain way, and they all will know why. And so it's like, well, why even go through all that, you know, if that's what it will be, you know? And right now, the one league that has a chance to actually try to play all their games would be the NFL, but that's really only precedent if the season gets started, because I think they'd have to stop playing if they continue, you know, if they started and all of a sudden Julio Jones got it, you know, Matt Ryan got it, Tom Brady got it. Tom Brady old now, you know, he ain't no spring chicken no more. He's a little susceptible to stuff, you know. So if all of a sudden Tom Brady got it, you know, or worse off, one of the coaches. You got some old coaches out there.
Some of them have to be defensive coordinators,
right? So what if they have to be there, you know, they get, you know, even if they're in the booth, they're there.
You know how some coordinators like to be on the field? I bet you see every coordinator up in the booth.
The
defensive coordinators on the field. They be up in the booth with a mask on.
give them a mini fridge, put a porta potty in there, and that'll be it. You ain't coming out. I'm telling you, that's what they. What else would they have to do? They couldn't. You're putting yourself in jeopardy coming out. Like you just would be. You know. So unless again they test everybody and nobody else can come. Once the game starts, that's it. It's lockdown city. You know. But can they control that? And I question it a little bit, because you're gonna have that one sneaky person going to jump the fence or crawl under. They're gonna dig a tunnel like it's Alcatraz or something. You know. Stupid stuff. And you come for the sake of there's been no sports, and they want their sports. Think about Vegas. Vegas is supposed to have their team. They don't have a team. They're not going to get this. They might not get to see their team. So if they do play, people are going to want to go. They done spent money, you know. So this is going to be kind of rough. And it's just going to be interesting to see how they pull off.
That's the thing with the NFL, especially if you're not talking about doing it all, which would be hard to do, to work out with NFL too, doing it all in certain like concentrated places, because you talk about all those different cities, there's so many different situations. You're going to have places like a New York City, you know, where if they had a second wave, it could be much worse than, you know, if another place had a second wave. So yeah, that's actually the point. Yeah, and then also a place like Vegas, you know, it's going to be very difficult to keep players contained and not have them go out into the nightlife. People are going to want to go to the club and lean with it and rock with it. And people are going to want to sneak into the club and
be stinking
lean.
You know, I don't know about that. I don't think so.
Oh,
I don't think that'd be that hard.
Nah, bro, I'm telling you, there's going to be one or two at least. What I tell you, the number of people I am seeing packed in Atlanta clubs is crazy. So players, when you talk about the NFL particularly, you talk about 53 players on each roster. That's a lot of players on the 32 team. Out of those hundreds of players, there's a few, a small percentage, that are just like those people in the club. And in fact, that's what they love to do when they're not playing ball. They just love to go out. They just cannot let it go. I'm telling you. It will be a few. It won't be a lot, but it'll be a few.
Yeah. All right, so hold on one moment. Now, this whole first part of this experiment here, and I'm not going to do too much longer because it's almost midnight. I had my actual microphone back in, so later on the stream, I'm going to see if that helped on the volume side as far as you, because you're the one who's called in so far, Jordan. I'm going to take out the microphone now for the next few minutes and see what happens, what difference it is. So hold on.
Because I don't know what happened because I can't even hear you at all now. I don't know what you did, Chris, but I can't hear you at all. It was like right when you say you're going to take out your mic, man, it just went totally silent for me. Let's see. Yeah, I still can't hear anything. What the speakerphone and everything. Okay, I can hear it say I'm muted and unmuted. Can you hear me? Huh. I don't know what's going on with that. Well, what happened? Oh, wow. You still hear me? Huh. I haven't been able to hear you ever since you unplugged that mic, even though I hung up and called back in there. I hear Ice Trader Gang.
He's on fire!
He's on fire. I hear all of that, the sound effects. Huh. Now, I don't know. I was wondering if it was me because I'm on some wireless earbuds. Uh-oh. I just hung them up by mistake. Well, not hung them up, but disconnect them on some wireless earbuds because this new phone I have is, I don't think it has a headphone jack anymore. I'm like, wait a minute. I don't think this phone has a headphone jack. So. Huh. Yeah, I don't know what's up. Okay, you still want me to keep talking. Yeah. Last few shows, you haven't used the mic at all. Yeah, last few shows, though, I've been able to hear you fine the whole time we've been talking. I don't know what happened. It was like you were telling me you were getting ready to unplug your mic, and I guess you unplugged it when you was finishing that last sentence, and I haven't been able to hear you or her since. So, yeah, I don't know. I was just hoping it wasn't. It is Ice Tray again. I hear all the sound effects, but I don't hear you. Strange. It's like it'll just be straight silent, and all of a sudden, a sound effect or music will come in. Is it the shoes? I still can't hear you at all. I don't know. Yeah, I don't think it's anything on my end because I already disconnected and called back one time. Guess I could try it one more time. You know, I don't know how many minutes you got left on it. Okay, yeah, that's what I was going to do. Okay. Okay, there again, I heard when you unmuted me, but I can't hear you at all. Let me see.
You try speakerphone. I don't think it's my phone at all. Because now I'm on speakerphone. I still don't have anything. Chris. So strange. So strange. I don't hear.
Hello?
I still just hear dead silence. Let me turn this on.
Hello? Hello?
Doesn't matter if I have these earbuds on, if I have speaker on or the headset. I just hear dead silence.
And I hear muted and unmuted.
Not OL, no, that's just my imagination.
I thought that was you coming back in at first, but that was just my imagination. Very strange. Okay, Chris. Let me know if you need me to do another test tomorrow or soon or whenever you're free. We get it in. Make sure we get this straightened out.